And what does the new wine do? You were talking about joy. It releases joy. Do you know that joy heals broken hearts? Right? Joy heals disappointment. Right? When the joy of the Holy Spirit, when it fills you, that's what a new wine does. It fills you with joy. It fills you with praise. Don't you want that? Then when you walk in joy and when you walk in the newness of life of God. So let me give you this dream that I had. This dream, I had it several years ago, but it's as if I had it yesterday. So how do you get intoxicated? How many of you want to be? Like, it's a good intoxication, right? How many of you? Right. So this is what happened years ago. I had a dream at night, and in my dream, I was in a house. And then the house was where I was in, the room I was in initially was dry, as it should be. There was no water in it, right? So the things that look normal to us in the natural is not normal in the spirit. So there was no water. And something in my spirit was looking for water. So I opened the door. There was a door in front of me. And of course, later on, the translation is that Jesus is the door. So when you're in a place and it's dry, right, and you are looking for a different experience, you open that door. Then Jesus, as soon as I open it, I enter into a room that was what the room was full of water. The room was full of water. And so all night long, from night until morning, I was in this room of water, and I was soaring higher and higher in the waters of God all night. And I was hearing the sound of heavenly worship all around. And so when I woke up, guess how I felt? I felt drunk. Do you see what Jesus is saying? And hey, we are the temple. So God put me in this place, and I'm full all night of the waters of God. When I woke up, it's like the water has turned to wine. Ooh, I'm drunk. I feel drunk. I feel intoxicated. I feel elevated in God. I feel the richness of his anointing. I feel that I could pray forever and never get tired. Do you know what that does if you're in that kind? You could pray for 5 hours and it will feel like you just pray for 2 minutes. Do you see that? It makes everything effortless. This is a gift of God. The God wants to give us this gift. So, you know, when I was saying enter into your rest, all of us, we can take that. Enter into your rest. In a place where prayers become a delight, a beautiful delight. When you pray and you just feel that you're being carried on the wings of God. That whatever we do, it's wonderful, right? It's so wonderful that, hey, you know, your mom could tell you, could you get the trash out? And you would just be singing all the way, hallelujah! Everything becomes joyful and effortless. It is possible. Because people tell me, Ella, how come you're always smiling no matter what happens? How come you're always happy? How could this be possible? Right? During lockdown, during COVID, I was preaching everywhere. And they would say, wow, we believe what you're saying. You know why? They said, nobody else is smiling at this terrible time, but you are laughing and you're full of joy. You've got something we want. I say, you can't have him. His name is Jesus. And they give their lives to Christ. But you see, this is the joy of the Holy Spirit. And the joy is your strength. So are you tired? Are you burnt out? Be filled. Be filled in this river. Because what happens when you are so filled, there's a transition that takes place. Wow, the new wine of God, the joy of God, I'm telling you. I've prayed in meetings where I say, come forward if you feel with if you're suffering from depression. And they come when the Holy Spirit heals them. This is what the second book is about, a book on healing and deliverance. Testimonies of those who has been healed of conditions like bipolar, schizophrenia, I hope I pronounced that well. Yeah, mental illness, all kind of stuff, by the power of the Holy Spirit. I said, be delivered in the name of Jesus. And they were set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so one of the things that I will find is that when those who are suffering from depression, when they come forward and the Spirit touches them, suddenly you'll see their sadness change to joy. They start laughing. Ha, 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 ha. They can't stop laughing. Yeah. Now, wow, whoa. It's a healing. It's healing. It heals your heart. It heals our heart. And as I share all of this, I want to ask you right now, just see yourself right now. Do you want to be filled? Jesus said, fill the barrels. Fill the barrels. And what are the barrels? We say we, the Lord said, we are the ones. We are the temples. We are the temples. The temple of the Holy Spirit. When you got saved, the Holy Spirit came inside of you. But it didn't mean that we were all automatically filled. In order to be filled and overflow, we need to do something. Stay constantly in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit. Worship Him, right? And there are also some keys, the Bible says in Ephesians 5. It says thanksgiving, right? So we don't complain. We don't gossip. We don't do any of that. So the more we submit to one another in love, the Spirit comes. Hallelujah. Do you want to be filled right now? And before I go further to share the other stuff, Lord, I thank you for these barrels. Me too, I'm a barrel. So it's a good word, right? Do you know being a barrel is good? I mean, in the sense of the vision the Lord showed me is good, right? Do you want to be filled right now? Just lift up your hands. La 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 si ka la 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 va. Father, we are living temples before you. I saw these barrels as I sat down today. You said, let fill. And I saw the barrels being filled. I saw the barrels being filled. And this was your very first miracle to show how important it is. And Lord, we know that we live in a world that is trying, that is difficult. But Lord, if we can live in the new wine, these things will not bother us because we walk in your joy. So Lord, I ask right now for everyone in this room, young and old. Everyone in this room, young and old, Lord, we ask, oh God, right now, will you fill us as your living temples? Fill us to the point, oh Lord, that we enter into that state of the new wine of the Spirit that causes us to be joyful, to overcome, and not to fear man, but to fear only you. Fill us up, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right. So I said, we are living springs of his love and power, life, hope, salvation, and restitution. And then I heard the word, what else did I? Then I saw like different kind of temples being filled. The first temple is us, right? And yes, it is true that we are the body of Christ. So it is not the four walls of, you know, it is not the physical church. But I actually sensed in my heart as I was waiting on you that it's not just you, not us in our bodies, but he longs to fill this temple. It's already filled because the presence of God is here. But he wants to fill this building to overflow. Do you see that? He wants to fill this building to overflow, to an overflow of the Spirit. And what happens, oh God? So if you turn your Bible to Ezekiel 47, then he brought me back from verse 1. He brought me back to the door. He brought me back to the door of the temple. He brought me back to the door of the temple. And that was another beautiful word for you. He brought me back. It was like, again, right? You've experienced before, as all of us, moves of God, healing. You've seen that. But you want more. You want more. You want to see it again. You want to see even more than you see before. So I hear the word again. Again. Because what happened right there in Ezekiel 40, 47 verse 1, right? Why is it that he was brought back again into that place? Because sometimes in our life, we say, oh, yes, I've experienced it before, but I want more. But so he will bring you back again to experience the move of God and even more of it. So he brought him back. And then when he brought him back, he began to see there were water that was flowing from underneath the threshold of the temple. So after I had the dream, when I saw the water fill the place, I realized that what the Lord did in that dream was that there are many, many, many rooms in heaven. So, you know, when you sing that song, open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain. And we sing it, we don't even know the fullness of what we are singing. I believe that there is a place in heaven. There is a room that holds the waters of God. And in that place, God took me into that place. I could not, all night long, I could not touch the width of it. I could not touch. I never could reach the roof. I just kept on soaring higher and higher. And it was like the rivers of God came underneath my feet like waves and were just lifting me. And I felt I was in heaven because all night long, I kept on hearing heavenly voices singing. So I knew, wow, God, there is a room there, right? So it's like there is a river within. That's why Jesus said, out of your bellies will flow rivers of living waters. So there's a river within, but there is also a river right there, up there. Isn't there a river that flows from the throne of God? Right? So can you say there's a river within and there's a river right up there? Right? There is a glory within you and there's a glory right up there. Right? Because heaven is full of glory. And so in that room, he pulls me there. Why is that? Because for what he's called us to do on this earth, we can't do it in the flesh. We have to be immersed in him. That speaks of an immersive experience. It speaks of an immersive experience, being soaked and be filled and being stayed in that place. The temple, water was coming out of the temple. And I feel it in my heart, the temple is you. The temple is you. The temple is me. So when the water is coming, that means we must be so filled that the water is overflowing out of us. We can't contain it. The water is flowing. The river is flowing. But when this river flows, where is the destination of the river? When the river flows, you are the temple. You carry the river. But where is the destination? The destination, what? Is the highway and the byways. You read Ezekiel 47. The river goes into the desert places. The river goes into all kind of places. Where are the desert places? The desert places of all the people. I've shared several testimonies today, right? If you want to read a book full of testimonies, get this one, right? But so the river, the desert place was the flea market, right? So you go there, you find three, you find four people. What has happened? You went into someone's desert place. And what happened? You carry living waters. You release living waters to them through the preaching of the gospel. That Jesus loves you and he died for you, right? In a place like, honestly, you will talk to a lot of people and they will say they believe in Jesus. But go deeper and ask them. Because like that guy, he believed the wrong thing, right? You will find them. I'm telling you, they're there. And it's almost like it was almost like the Lord said, go treasure hunting, right? Go treasure hunting. They are there. Find them. You know, the parable of this place with the 99 sheep and the lost coin, they are there. Go and find them. So is this desert place? You're going to other people's desert places. The little girl who was healed with a problem. Do you understand? With the breathing problem. That was her desert place. The river poured upon her, right? The river poured upon her. And I want to say, and I believe that God wants to take us to a place of overflow, that even without you touching someone, the atmosphere of the river around you is so powerful, right? It's so powerful, and people are getting healed. And that's what happened in Pastor Melissa's church that Sunday when I preached. I didn't lay hand on anyone. I didn't lay hand. There's nothing wrong with laying hands because I lay hand on the little girl with the breathing problems. But when I preached, I just stood by the pulpit and I just released the healing presence. And there was a woman in the meeting. We took her testimony on a video. She had a surgery for a neck and back and it was complicated as a result of the neck surgery. You know, sometimes, God forbid, sometimes people have surgery and they have setbacks after the surgery. After the surgery, her neck became so problematic that they told her it would take 2 years for her to recover from it. 2 years. But when the Spirit of the Lord touched her, she was weeping when we took her testimony. She was weeping. The way she shook her head, I can't even do it. I don't think I can, and my neck is fine. She was shaking her neck like a boom, 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 boom. She said, I can't do this. I can't do this. She was weeping. I can't do this. She was like, I was watching. I was like, even like, I cannot do that. And I didn't have a problem with my neck. Right from the pulpit, what happened? The presence of God to the river. Then Ezekiel chapter 47, what did it say? When we are so full with these living waters, what does it do? Everywhere it goes, it brings life. It goes into other people's desert places. It goes into the sea where there is death. Wherever there is death, everything is coming to life. She's doing this. She was weeping. It was supposed to take 2 years. 2 years, and she was healed in an instant. She was so happy at the end of the meeting. She signed up to join my school of ministry. I know, maybe I'm using style to advertise my school. Anyway, so she was, the Holy Spirit touched her. And so why am I sharing this? Overflow. Do you hear the word overflow? Like, he said the water was coming from underneath. It's like without you even knowing, it's like almost like leaking. I don't want to use the word leak because that's not a good word. I don't want to use that word. But when you just can't contain the waters, when you just can't contain it, it's just flowing out of you. It's just flowing out of you. Wherever you go, people are being healed. People are being delivered. You know, people are being set free, right? And that is you and that is me. Amen. Amen. That's the river, the wonderful river of God. So that's in Ezekiel 47, this river. And I said that the river will lead you to adventures. That's what I said. Adventures of the Spirit of God. And what does that river do? I saw that river living a trail of life. You know, Satan and his demons, those evil beings, wherever they go, they like to leave a trail of destruction. But that's not you. That's not me. Wherever you go, you leave a trail of life. That's what I saw. There's a trail of life that's just following you. Wherever you go, as the barrels have been filled, I've already prayed right now, the barrels are filled, and we continue to intentionally be filled with the Holy Spirit. Submitting to one another in love, living a life of thanksgiving, a life of purity, and a life of worship. What happens? A trail of life. Wherever you go, there is just, you just can't help but to be a blessing to people. Amen. You just can't help but to always encourage people. People want to come to you and gossip and say, no, that's not me. I speak life. Because you are a life carrier. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, and wow. And I hear the ever-present God, he's inside of us, and he's breaking in. And I saw this power. I hear this word, power shower, a mighty move of the miraculous. That's what I was writing now. I saw power, a power move of God. A power move of God specifically for this house. A power move of God. A power move of the Holy Spirit. Right? And he says that your heart has been faithful. You saw the higher things. You saw the things of God. But he says he desires for you to walk in great power. That's what I was writing down. He desires for you to walk in great power. In great power, in miracles, with signs and with wonders. Right? He desires for us to do that. I know you're a church that desires all of this. Because sometimes when you have in the body of Christ, sometimes there will be part of a group in the church who will be all about the holiness and walking in humility, But when it comes to power, they're like, no. But it's both. We can have it all. And I know you desire it in this church. And I hear a power, a move of power, a move of power, a move of power, a move of power, power of the Holy Spirit. Right, the miraculous, a turnaround of the power move of God being released in this place. And I saw advanced eyesight in the spirit even beyond the 2020 vision. Eyes to constantly see what he is doing in our lives and in our community. And just before I woke up, guess what I saw? It was a beautiful dream for you. I was asleep and I went back to sleep after preparing. And I went back to sleep. And when I slept, as I was about to wake up, just before I woke up, it was like a vision in a dream. Like it said in the book of Job, it said a vision in a dream. So sometimes you could have a dream and it looks more like a vision. But I knew it was for you. First of all, I saw I saw lush green places. Right? Like beautiful green, lush. In the midst of that, I saw a power hose. A power, you know, like a hose where sometimes you will see it in the garden, it's being released to water everywhere. But it was so powerful. It was a power hose. And then before I opened my eyes, I just saw, like in an instant, less than a minute, I just saw outbreak of several power hoses rising up with power, water, like water jet, boom, 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 everywhere. And I woke up. I was like, wow, that's for this church. Just before that, I woke up. Power hose. And that dream was to confirm what he's already told me. Move of his power. And when I fell asleep, I saw power horses, like power jets. And as this is being released, I saw flourish. I saw it was like beautiful green. It was beautiful. And Isaiah 32 verse 15, it says, until our wilderness becomes a fruitful place. When his power visits us from on high, when the outpouring of his power. So I speak that into this house. I speak that into this house. So I just want to explain something to you. You know how the Bible says in Ephesians, God gives the different offices as a gift. And so when I speak things like this, like your powerhouses, right? I give all the glory to God because for all of these years, God has allowed me to walk in this, what I'll call an apostolic anointing to release. So when I will speak into places where they've never even experienced the moves of God or people who have never preached or have never had dreams before, it's like God brings an activation. He brings an activation. I begin to hear testimonies. Oh, this person is preaching. This person is healing the sick. Oh, they never had dreams before and they are having multiple dreams of the glory of God. So I believe right now there is an activation. I pray for an activation over this house, especially with what I saw just before I woke up. I saw the power jets in Jesus' name. I'm going to go into a time of ministry right now. But before I just do that, I just want everyone's eye to be closed because I just want to make a call. I know you all look saved. You all look born again. But you know what? I never leave it to chance because if it's just one person. So I want to make a call right now in this house. Is there anyone? If you're live streaming, I don't know if you're live streaming this. If you are, if there's anyone watching or here, if there's any one of you here that you have not yet prayed or you've not accepted Jesus yet as your Lord and Savior, to invite Jesus into your heart to be your Savior. He's knocking on the door of your heart. He says in Revelation 3:20, he said, "Behold, I stand on the door and knock." He loves you very much. He died and he rose from the dead. Right? It's not about religion. It's about relationship. So I just want to make a call. Is there anybody here that you have never prayed to say, "Jesus, mean it from your heart. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Savior"? If that is you, will you raise up your hand? Because I want to pray with you. Because he loves you so much. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to love you. He wants to heal you. He wants to bless you. He wants to save your soul. Is there anybody like that here? Okay. Even I don't mind if kids will say, "I'm the one, Miss Ella. I want Jesus in my heart." Anyway, but if you've already given your heart to Jesus, I want to pray right now. I want to do this. Come, if you rise up to your feet. Just in case you haven't said this prayer before, can you quickly say this prayer? Say after me, say, "Jesus, come into my heart, forgive all my sins, be my Savior, and be my Lord." In Jesus' name, amen.